This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At 7 after the hour on the Wednesday program, Wednesday, September the 9th. So, guess what? Tomorrow will be 1/10 of the way. Another ladies'
night. Why do you do that?
Because,
and then yesterday you were all upset that it was, and you were like, oh, well, I can't believe we're talking about Thanksgiving. Well, you know, you're the one who does this. You're wishing
it's all my fault.
Yeah.
Wowie zowie. All right, there's something, by the way, that's the voice of Victoria Keelan, along with Jennifer Horn here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. The research that showed black patients have better outcomes when treated by black doctors and nurses, I found that to be, I don't know why it should surprise me, but I found it pretty interesting. 5% of doctors around the country are black, 2% are black women. I got into this thing yesterday, and I'm wondering where we all are on it as I think about Black Lives Matter. And the original thought that came into my mind as I was driving out to Western Massachusetts to work with some people who happen to be a partner with a couple of black ladies in an endeavor. And they're treated specially because their empowerment. They have, minorities have the ability to apply for certain things and get them, and they call it the Empowerment Act. So I actually was talking to them about their heritage, where they came from. One is from, has African descent, the other is Jamaican descent, and what they felt about all of the Black Lives Matter stuff. And maybe it wasn't a good conversation because they're going to become very wealthy out of this deal that we put together. And so we were talking about the roots and what their lives would have been like had not their ancestors come here. Now, some people think that's irrelevant. I'm not sure that I do. I think that I wasn't even thinking about it in that way before having the conversation with them. But that's something I think that is, with all of this stuff, where all the anger that comes from a lot of the protesting that's being done. There are more, apparently, the stats show more black women are protesting than are black men, depending on where it is. I don't know what, maybe, I don't know who decided they wanted to do
those stats. I feel like that's protesting in general. Because all my friends who have been protesting, you know, various issues, it's way more women than men.
Yeah, okay. So, but just to the point, that's one point that I think is relative. The other is whether or not these people who are now upset because of their heritage, they were brought here against their will. None of us here today and any of our ancestors that I know of brought these people to this country to be slaves. But had they not come here and they stayed where they were, how would their lives be as they ancestrally moved forward as they came to today from, let's say, the 1600s, 1700s? If their families had stayed in Africa, what would their lives be like today? If they had stayed in Jamaica, wherever they were. And I think that's an interesting question. It's all speculative, but yet it is somewhat the people who are all worked up about this. There are a lot of black people who have a horrible time in this country. A lot of white people have a horrible time in this country. And so the business about whether or not, if you think it through, you are better off, even though in general, black people who are here are better off than they might be back in wherever their native country is. And I thought that was something worth considering or worth talking about. The reality is they're here now, but does anybody think it through that way? And is that a good way, or does it have relativity to the overall discussion of Black Lives Matter? What do you think, ladies?
I don't think it has any relevance at all. because we've been dealing with 400 years of it.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
No, I actually think there's relevance to it. I think that the people that are here now are obviously living probably in a country that is probably at its core better than the country that they might have come from. And the proof of that is that it's typically the African countries that sold their own people to even take part in slavery to begin with. I mean, I think that's kind of the proof, right? It's not like people were going to kidnap people out of their beds. White people were going in to kidnap black people out. The black people actually sold themselves.
Not in every case. That's not true in every case.
In certain African countries.
A lot of them.
Broadly, that is true.
That's not completely true, though. Depending on where slaves were picked up, let's be factual because that's a very
broadly, most people were sold by their own to go into slavery. So I think the proof of what Doug is saying lies with that. I mean, if you have people who are willing to say, you know, to sell you away, whether that's, and let's take the race out of it. I mean, you have a lot of, I've been
a lot of white sex slavery going on right now.
This is not necessarily unique to just one race of people. And when you have that going on, is your life better off or not? I don't know. Those are the conversations. But certainly the people who have been here and who have been here for decades and decades and decades are probably better off. I mean,
let's turn this around. Let's turn it around. So Mike Bloomberg has announced that he's going to give $100 million in support of 4 black medical schools to increase the number of black doctors, which is a fabulous opportunity for lots of people who might not have the opportunity otherwise. And see, I take two approaches with this, Victoria, as well. I'm so tired of listening to people talk about how rich the rich are and they get richer and yada, 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 when there are a lot of people, Bloomberg may be one of the best examples of people who take their money and do good with it. Mm-hmm. And so to have this blanket, it's kind of like what we were just talking about. Is it true for every case of slavery? No, it's not. But is it true for a lot of them? Yeah. And so in the case of those people who are philanthropic, or is everybody who's rich philanthropic? No. Some are selfish bastards. But for many who have received the gold, the way that this guy came up from nothing and created a fortune that's worth billions of dollars, he did it on his own with good people, finding good people to work with him. But the credit goes to him, and so now the credit goes to him for taking millions, hundreds of millions of dollars and doing good. This is the largest gift ever given by Bloomberg Philanthropies, and it's going to Howard University, Morehouse, Charles Drew University, the School of Medicine and Science there. This allows.
You know what I wish he would do, though, instead of giving money to schools? I wish he would set up community funds so that people who want to apply for scholarships could do so privately and take it to whatever school they want. Because I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying handing a bunch of money to some schools is not necessarily going to get the money in the people's hands that really need it. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people who don't even think that Howard is an opportunity. It is an option for them. And wouldn't it be nice if that person who wants to go to med school at California State Northridge could take their $4,000 and apply it there. I don't know, I think giving it to the top schools is just
for starters, these are 4 historically black universities.
But instead, wouldn't it be nice to put it in the hands of people who
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the to, next yeah,
yeah
that's
in
the
addition
next phase.
To I would not put any criticism on that. I think it's a fabulous offer. And especially, again, back to what I started with, talking about where everybody comes from and how they're here and how we need to move on. Enough already with the past. You're not going to change it. You can't fix it. It is what it is. So let's deal with today.
Well, I think this is a solution of the future. I think this is
a great... Well, in part, yes, it is.
This is one great solution.
Folks who are spending a lot of time and energy being as angry as they are. I was in a store yesterday, and the woman who took care of me happened to be black. For whatever reason, and would I apply this if I was talking to a white woman? Yeah, I know I have. But I didn't quite understand why she was as nasty. She was just nasty.
I hate that word applied to women.
Whatever it is. I'm sorry, but that's how I felt, Victoria. I didn't appreciate being treated the way that I was. When I just went into the store, I went in, I said really nothing except, here are the things I want to buy. And I just got treated like I was dirt, and I don't like it. And I don't. There's no reason for it. I didn't do anything under the circumstance, and I would say the same thing if a man did it, or a white woman, or anybody. I'm just tired of going into stores, giving them my money, and being treated like crap. And especially in this day and age when there are many businesses looking for help and people just seem not to, I don't know, I just, I find it, I'm very frustrated by the reality of our situation where so many people are out of work and yet the people who have jobs and are being able to pay their bills are so, they just, it's, I don't know, what do you want from me? I guess maybe that's the question. I went into the store to patronize the store, help pay your salary, and I'm a bad guy? It's something to think about. I think people need to think about
it. I would say that sounds like that's really bad customer service, and I don't think that has anything to do with you personally.
No, but that's sort of it. Why is there such a bad attitude on the part of these people when they have a job in an era when there are a lot of people that don't have a job? That's the thing. In this circumstance, I would think that it would be, I don't look at it this way, but when I go back and think about it, think it through, what's the old expression? But for the grace of God go you or somebody else. How is it that this person over here, this person is homeless, has no money, has nothing, and this person over here does? Why? What makes that happen, I think, is a question worth consideration. All right, lots of questions, lots of thinking. Here's something for you to think about with regard to where you are in the weight department and how you're enjoying your success. I've been the last couple of weeks talking about the weight loss mistakes that people make when they start losing weight. Whoopee! And so let's see. One of them is that you don't eat enough of the right foods. How about that, ladies? Think about that for a minute. When you don't take in enough nutrients, your body goes into starvation mode. So maybe you are losing weight, but where are the calories going? If you cut back on calories, you're going to be tired all the time. You're never supposed to eat less than 1,200 calories a day. So keep that in mind. I think it's 1,200 for women. Is it 1,400 for men? 1,500, something like that.
That was the old guideline, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. All right, so think about that in terms of how you are approaching your weight loss. And if you're on the program that I talk about here, the Calorie program all the time, you know how successful all of this is. For some people, this is 10 times more effective than some of the so-called drainage treatments. There are a lot of people that are on there trying to drain what's in their stomach, and they get rid of the cellulite that way, they think. However you go about it, exercise is always the important component, along with diet and how you're approaching, how your body deals with it. Calitrin has a formula that doesn't involve any stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. Go to toploss.com and drain your body of that extra weight. There's a lot of scientific evidence there that kind of helps you to understand how this formula developed by a doctor and three nurses really works. Been around for decades. When you're buying at checkout, use the code DJV, no shipping charges. And, of course, you can buy as many as you want and get the equal amount free. So start with, I believe, a six-month program not only helps you lose the weight, but trains your body to keep it off. That's all available right now at toploss.com. Discount code DJV. 21 after the hour.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For Monday night time.
Ooh. Ah. ESPN Music News has scrapped Hank Williams Jr. from the theme song that we are listening to here. They're not going to use him. That is a very good question. All My Rowdy Friends Are Here on Monday Night's the name of the song. They don't think it resonates for games that will be played in empty stadiums. So they said yeah, I know.
Can we just have, some sense of normalcy?
Yeah. ABC first used the song to open Monday Night Football back in 1989. ESPN instead will use a song from Little Richard called Rip It Up. We got that?
I'm gonna rock it up and fall tonight.
I mean, this is a lot better.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely, I love this. I love it more. Hank Williams Jr.
I like the other one. Oh, Hank Williams Jr. is my first concert.
It wasn't real. I don't see much difference between the two of them in terms of tone.
This is not the version that's going to be played. This is it's going to be a mix of this with the Butcher Brown Band, which is a Virginia band. So it's going to be, it won't sound just like this, but it'll be Little Richard's voice.
All right. The Open is not going to show the musicians on screen. Soundtrack will be put over game-specific highlights. ESPN worked with Little Richard's estate and his label to come up with the music. Originally, they dropped the Hank Williams song in 2011 after the Obama...
He compared Obama to Hitler.
I don't remember that, but Hank Williams Jr. is dead now, isn't he?
No.
He's still alive?
Junior? Yeah.
Is he? Oh, I thought he described Joe Biden as the enemy. Okay, that's pretty stupid.
Oh, so that's why he got dumped, because of his political statements?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, that was in 2011. That's not now. They brought him back in 2017.
That was probably a mistake. All right, next up.
I can tell you that's probably why he's gone again.
Yeah,
Because I love Little Richard, but that song is way better than this one. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry for your opinions and thoughts, please. No apologies necessary.
No, but I feel like I'm not trying to disparage Little Richard because I really like him, but for football, come on. I mean, there's no choice, please.
Mm-hmm. All right. Meanwhile, Back in the Ranch. It's 26 past the hour on the DJB show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you, and Jason Isbell, along with the Indigo Girls, among the next round of performers announced for Live from the Drive-In, a concert socially distant shows spread across a couple of weekends beginning 16th of next month at Lot A of America Bank Amphitheater in Alpharetta, Georgia. I don't know, is that a suburb? I think it's probably a suburb of Atlanta, right? Anybody know?
Alpharetta? Yeah, it's outside of Atlanta, yes.
Okay. Isbell leads off the four nights of performances, bringing in his band, the 400 Unit, for Friday the 16th, that show that night. He's the lone non-Georgian resident among the group of artists, including, now let's see, Blackberry Smoke, on October 17th, Indigo Girls on October 23rd, and Yacht Rock Review closes out the series on October 24th. That term kills me. I don't. I find it so. It's just. I don't know what it. It's just. I chuckle. Yacht Rock. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 local time. If you
just call it hippies with money.
Hippies with money. Okay. Ticket purchases would be valid for one car. You got to have four people. You can't have four people in a car. Attendees are allowed to bring chairs, food, drinks for their zones. Live from the Drive-In. Originally launched in mid-July, a trio of shows headlined by Brad Paisley, remember? Taking place across the weekend in St. Louis, Nashville, and Indianapolis. Fellow performers for the initial dates included Nelly, John Pardee, and Darius Rucker. Later this week, Blackberry Smoke will crank up their drive-in and distancing tour with a show in Roanoke, Virginia. For those of you who are down that neck of the woods. So it's people are getting really antsy. They like to get out, and this is kind of a way to do it. Live from the drive-in. I feel like, what's his face? He used to introduce Don Pardo. Live from New York. It's Saturday night. Live from the drive-in. It's Jason Isbell, 28 after the hour.
We're going to see concerts.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
The wind's pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda Fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenge statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? D stands for Doug, J stands for Jennifer, V stands for Victoria. That's the DJV program, entertaining the universe in a slightly different way in a different world than. I was thinking yesterday about soulmates. I've been giving a lot of thought because of what happened to me last week as to who's around.
Listen, don't jump into bed with the first hot body.
No, I'm not at all. I was thinking that many times...
You've been
times,
so good lately.
I don't know what that means, but I'll
we can have a session off the air.
And tell you why it is I was thinking about this. I have with me Daisy, my little best friend. She's the... What a sweet little thing she is. Daisy May is an English bulldog, the second one I've had. My first incarnation with... a bulldog was Charlotte, who was a soulmate. And I was thinking about dogs as soulmates. Can it be just people? No. I think in a way, Daisy and I found each other because we were supposed to. You find beings in life and you have experiences in life because you are supposed to. I believe that the three of us are soulmates in a way because we fit together. I think that's part of what being a soulmate is. And a lot of people think it's all romantic. I'm not sure that it all always is romantic. I think sometimes
it can
Victoria
be... Well, for Victoria and I, it absolutely is. I don't know where you come into play.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. All right. All right, Victoria, There seems to be a little bit of nastiness afoot in Los Angeles. Maybe both of you talk about the mail bags that have been discovered under... This has been going on for years. I can remember, four or five years ago, Jennifer, when a bunch of bags, some guy was hoarding the mail, a delivery guy, and they found some of the mail under an overpass of the 110 or something. And then they went to another guy's home, and they found his garage full of mail, this kind of stuff. So this is not new.
This is why I think when people, and Victoria will tell the story, but when people talk about the idea of voter fraud, this is why my skin prickles, because as much as people want to say it doesn't exist, I know that it does, because I've lived in California my whole life, and I've heard a lot of really weird stories about this. So...
Was I on the air or off the air when I was telling? I started to tell the story about this fellow who was in. Was that off the air or on the air? I don't even remember. I think it was off the air. Yeah, because then we didn't finish the story because Phil said, you got to go back on the air. So I was talking to the ladies about an experience I had yesterday. I had quite a busy day, and one of the things that became conversational was all of this stuff about voting and who counts the ballots and all of that stuff. And one of the guys was from a smaller town in upstate New York, where the former clerk of the city had been a Republican, and this person had one Republican and one Democrat in each of the wards counting the ballots. Well, a new person came in and happened to be a Democrat and tossed off all of the Republicans and replaced them with all Democrats. So in this circumstance, the people who count the ballots in this community will all be from one party. Now, human nature being what it is, what do you think is going to happen? If nothing else, it'll give people who don't like the results of the election a reason to point fingers and say, look at the way this was done. Look at this guy. He's corrupt. And you multiply that times whatever that you're going to see in some of the larger cities or the voting stuff. I think we have a real tinderbox here. And the system, as old as it is, I guess human nature is corrupt. And that's why the system here is corrupt, because we allow ourselves to be corrupt. I mean, look at the police and the stuff that we're talking about. I don't mean to, I want to talk about the mail dump, but I also am looking at the situation in Rochester where the chief of police there has retired. He doesn't want to resign. He just wants to retire. That's the situation where the death of Daniel Prude has been on everybody's mind. He said, as a man of integrity, I won't sit idly by while outside entities attempt to destroy my character. The events over the past week are an attempt to destroy my character and integrity.
How about disciplining the seven guys who worked for you who committed the murder? How about taking accountability as a leader instead of passing the buck off to everyone else and blaming critics for it? I mean, come on.
Good riddance. So on the heels of that, in Salt Lake City, Utah, police yesterday shot a 13-year-old boy with autism, and I'm trying to figure out what the behind-the-scenes is. You can see pictures all over social media of this kid in the hospital. He was shot because of, I don't know. He was shot, he got injuries in his shoulders, ankles, intestine, his bladder. The son was having a mental breakdown. The police thought it was something else. He has Asperger's. The question has come from a lot of people in the community. This is how you deal with people who have mental health issues. You shoot them. He was unarmed. He was acting out. I don't know if any of you have been around. It's very uncomfortable being around anybody who's got Asperger's. It really is. Some of them just go bananas. He was yelling and screaming, trying to get attention. So in this circumstance, from what you can figure out, 5 minutes after he started, he was out in the street, he got shot. They're investigating the shooting, but I don't know. I just...
Well, part of
so
the, you know...
Shooting?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a 13-year-old boy with autism. Asperger's doesn't make you have the meltdowns that he had. That's autism mainly. But my friend has a little boy who has the same problem. And he gets very overwhelmed sometimes out in public and in crowds, and it's almost impossible to calm him down. It's really difficult. and a lot of parents with autistic kids deal with that. But to think that your child is going through what is naturally happening to them and to think that he's going to end up being shot by cops, it's unfathomable. And this is the second case of cops not understanding how to deal with someone with mental health issues.
Training.
Daniel Prude in Rochester was having a mental health breakdown. And so
he was also on PCP, too, which probably is a little different.
Which made it worse. Right? But the PCP made it worse. But Daniel Prude had a history of mental illness. That's why his brother called the cops, because they couldn't calm him down. And he ended up dead. It just, I don't understand. Either we set up a certain sector of EMTs and paramedics who are specially trained for mental health issues, and they're the ones who respond. But cops do not know what they're doing. This happens so often. Remember a couple years ago, it was when I first joined the show down in South Carolina, there was a black man who was having a mental health episode. He was sitting on the side of a road, and his white health counselor was helping him, and cops shot and killed the guy, the black guy, because they didn't understand what was going on, and the white guy was standing in front of him, trying to shield his body, saying, wait, I'm helping him, I'm his counselor. Cops have no clue what they're doing when it comes to mental health, and they shouldn't be involved. They should be taken out of the equation.
Well, the problem is, then when you have something, I mean, I would play devil's advocate and say, in California, we have a huge homeless problem. And so there are a lot of people who have mental breaks because they are homeless, because they're either literally crazy or have a really severe mental illness, or they're on drugs. And so there's this idea now that they're going to just send social workers out to deal with these calls. Well, I don't think that's the solution either, because I can tell you right now.
I think you send one of each.
You send a social worker.
Yeah,
I mean,
the first person on the scene should be someone who's trained to deal with mental health issues. Whether it's a cop, or whether it's a peace officer or a social worker, and they can have a backup as a cop, that's fine. But I don't
like
think
a cop
person
training is better than a social worker who has to go out there and try to put themselves in harm's way, because unless you're giving the social worker ways to protect themselves, many times they're going to be female social workers. I think you're setting people up for big problems.
Well, I think it's something obviously we got to think through.
It needs to be addressed.
Then we have been a lot of problems like this, because there's too many people in the country can't manage these people. And maybe another sign of that is what's going on in L.A., Victoria and Jennifer, these the bags of mail that have been dumped around in Glendale, not far from where you are, Jennifer.
It's my neighborhood.
That's exciting.
Outside the 72.
Do you know where the spa is? Do you know where the 72 spa laser is?
No.
I guess
may surprise you, but no, I do not.
So the story is, if you haven't heard, so a man was caught on surveillance video dumping piles of U.S. mail in this parking lot in California, in Glendale, of this 7Q spa laser and aesthetics place. The owner of the spa actually saw this happen, thought it was suspicious, and called the police, and then the cops responded saying that they had already gotten a call earlier than that, at 8 a.m. from the same day, from postal officials saying that possible stolen mail had been dumped in an alley. So there are two different locations. This is a budget rental truck. I don't understand how, and no one seems to know.
Where'd the mail come from? What's it doing in the budget?
That's the thing. So the Glendale supervisor of the postal service said that they wanted that sometimes they have companies that ship in bulk, and they're given bags with the USPS logo on it to deliver the mail to the post office. So they said it's unclear if the dumped mail was on the way to the post office or if it was being shipped out by a third party. They don't know how it got into a budget rental truck. That's one thing that no one seems to have an answer to.
Well, some of the mail carriers may rent trucks to carry the mail. There are contractors that carry the mail from city to city, but normally they're marked as U.S. mail.
I would imagine they have to be marked. This is the issue, though. People can... Mail theft is such a huge problem. You've got, and you couple this in terms of the election, and this is, I feel like it cannot be made clear enough. Absentee ballots that are requested by human beings are totally fine if you want a different alternative to going to vote in person. But The universal mail-in ballots that are just being sent out without request are being sent to households where maybe the person doesn't live anymore, maybe the person has died, maybe the person has moved out of state, and those ballots are just there for the taking. They're there for people to pick up and put in a budget rental truck or in their Honda Prius to drive to a precinct, and that is the problem, and it shouldn't be here. Whether this happens in a state that's run by Democrats or Republicans, it should upset people, because this is going to make sure, or this it leaves you open anyway, for voter fraud. And I don't understand why this has become a political issue. It used to be that we used to all come together to rally around the safety of our ballots. Get an absentee ballot or go to the poll. There are a couple of choices. None of those choices are voter suppression. I don't understand why this has to be a Republican versus Democrat thing, when it should be just as much a concern to Democrats if this is happening
so
in red states as it is to Republicans happening
so
in a blue state. It's really ludicrous. I know.
Right.
I don't get it.
Let's celebrate something. Today is National Teddy Bear Day, dedicated to the bears, the stuffed bear that was named after the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. I remember when I used to do the spots for the teddy bears, Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember those? I think they made
Vermont Teddy Bears. Yeah, those were expensive. Yeah,
they were. They were cool, though. They were good. In November 1902, Roosevelt, who was a hunter, went on a hunting excursion organized by the governor of Mississippi, Andrew Longino, in Smedis, Mississippi. Roosevelt was accompanied by some aides. Other who's what? Smedis.
Where was it? Oh.
Smedis. It's S-M-E-D-E-S. How would you pronounce it? Smedis. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Anyway, other hunters and reporters went along. They had a hunting guide and a dog. And okay, so all of this stuff. They were out there and didn't get anything. Roosevelt and the hunting dogs were on the trail of a black bear after the third or fourth day. Collier and his dogs found this bear, weighed 235 pounds. Dogs circled it, began biting and attacking it. The bear killed one of the dogs. Collier clubbed the bear over the head and tied it to a tree. I don't really like this story.
I was going to say, this is not the best way to get to the teddy bear part.
No.
Well, this is why, though, because Teddy Roosevelt, when he returned to the site and saw the bear, he refused to let anyone shoot it. So that's why that story got out, and then that toy company in New York made the teddy bear.
Yeah, Teddy Bear it was called. All right, well, at least we know it came to a good end. There's a picture of Teddy Roosevelt in Frank Reagan's office on Blue Buns. Did you ever notice that? Anybody watch Blue Bloods besides me?
I love it.
Yeah, it's a good show. Speaking of shows, Derek Huff is returning to Dancing with the Stars as a judge. Is that a good move, ladies?
Yeah, well, if anyone has to fill in for Len Berman, who's the British cranky guy who's kind of funny, he can't be here because of, you know, international travel stuff and COVID. So Derek Huff was probably the next best choice. He's been a judge on the J-Lo dance show, too. So I'm sure he'll be good, yeah. He has a cute personality. Yeah, he's a professional dancer, and he's won the Mirrorball a couple times. So, I just can't believe we're not talking about the biggest story in television, which is Keeping Up with the Kardashians is over. That's the biggest. All right, come on. Yeah.
Really?
We can't keep up with them anymore after 2021.
Why did they cancel it? Because nobody watched it?
Oh, no, people watch it.
They claim that they just kind of want to move on with their lives without cameras everywhere. Well, the ratings have been slipping, so.
Yeah. The ratings may slip, and that's, I can give them that. But I also think you've got Kim and Kanye, whose marriage is on the rocks, clearly, right? They've got a lot of problems to deal with. Khloe took back the guy who's the lion, cheat, and no good, And so now she's with him. God only knows when Courtney and Scott are going to get back together again. They probably don't want it all.
Listen to all this, folks. See what you miss. All right, 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Wednesday. Victoria Keelan here. I'll be the master of ceremonies. Victoria is the master of information. So we start with Tesla and Apple and Google and Netflix. What do they have in common?
Well, kind of an interesting revelation. Students assume that getting a four-year degree and in most cases taking on thousands of dollars of student loan debt, they assume that that's the only way to get your foot in the door at top tech companies like Tesla, Apple, Google, and Netflix, but it's not true. Elon Musk, who is the CEO of Tesla, says that he doesn't think that you need a four-year degree. He said most colleges are not for learning. They're rather a place to have fun, and this was something he said during a conversation at the Satellite 2020 conference. He was on a Zoom call. He said that you can learn anything online free of charge. You don't need to pay for school, and he noted that billionaire moguls like Bill Gates and Oracle's Larry Ellison are both college dropouts. So Elon Musk joined other leaders like Tim Cook, who is the CEO of Apple, and the Simons USA CEO Barbara Humpton. They were all talking about this in this conference. Tim Cook said in 2019 that half of Apple's U.S. employment last year included people without four-year degrees. He said the reason for that is that many colleges don't teach the skills that business leaders need most in their workforce, like coding. You know, computer coding is not something that you need a four-year degree in. That you can take an online course, you can go to a tech school for that. But that's why Tim Cook said that's what the U.S. workforce in tech is demanding, and colleges are just not teaching that. And so other companies like Google and Apple now say they're hiring employees who have the skills required, but they don't care if you have a degree or not. And LinkedIn, another online tech company, they identified specific positions more likely to be filled by non-college graduates, including electronic technicians, mechanical designers, and marketing representatives. You don't need a four-year degree for those jobs either. The unemployment rate, however, some college and tech training is obviously, there's a huge difference in that than just having a high school degree, because the unemployment rate among those with less than a high school degree is actually more than double those with people who have a bachelor's degree. So Elon Musk kind of finished off his point saying, I don't consider going to college evidence of exceptional ability. Did Shakespeare even go to college? Probably not. So that's his reasoning for it. But I think it's, you know, we talked about this just last week on the show, having, looking at vocational schools, tech schools, things like that. And I've totally changed my mind away from
me too.
A four-year education. I used to be very adamant about that.
Nope,
but you know what?
Anymore.
I had a liberal arts education, and I studied art history and English, and I loved all that. But look what I'm doing now. It has nothing to do with the ether thing.
Yeah.
So you know, I think that there's something to what Elon Musk was saying.
I think it was great. Socially, for me, it was very good to move along. But I did so many other things while I was in college. It wasn't just a college experience. I started my radio career there. I worked on a farm in the community where I went to school. I had jobs, and they contributed to my advancement in learning about agriculture and learning the radio business. But I wouldn't have gotten that. It's a lot of food for thought. You're right there, Victoria. All right, let's see what the iPhone 12 announcement is all about. When's it going to come and what to expect?
With Apple's pending announcement of the next generation of the iPhone just around the corner, we're starting to hear more about what to expect from what we presume will be called the iPhone 12. The biggest news is as many as four different models featuring different screen sizes and different specifications, kind of like the differences in the current iPhone 11 line. We're told at least one of the models will also be Apple's first with 5G connectivity. Word is they will also move to OLED displays to catch up to its Android competitors and likely will have a next-generation Apple processor, which will extend its lead in performance. The iPhone 12 line is likely to show up a bit later this year, sometime in October due to COVID, and we've tweeted details over at the Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, let's keep moving here, Victoria. There's a study about video games and what they do that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's a new survey out of the UK that suggests that playing video games may actually improve literacy, communication skills, and overall mental well-being in kids. The opposite of what we've been saying for a long time, and parents worry about the amount of time kids spend playing video games. But in this National Literacy Trust interview, 4,600 people between the ages of 11 and 16 across the UK were surveyed. More than a third of the children who play said that they believe video games made them better readers, with the vast majority, almost 80%, saying they read extra materials related to gaming once a month, and then they have in-game communications, reviews, and books, and it's a way for them to socialize, and they felt their communications and social connections were stronger because of it.
How about that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.